heaven would bow. Isn't that good news? Praise the Lord. We are delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us to have the mindset to come back, for most of us, I think, to the place of worship and worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the singing was really loudly with just this number of folks here. Praise His holy name. So we are some singing people by the grace of God. Your most prized possession. Your most prized possession. Our Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." Name the one thing you possess that you believe, as God reads your heart, benefits you more than anything else. That which is most precious to you. So precious that you would even be willing to give your life to keep it. It's that valuable to you. Precious indeed. Which is valuable from your perspective, and you utterly refuse to give it away or sell it. What possibly can it be? No matter the circumstances, neither will you let anyone by God's grace take it away. And if so, what is that valuable? Another question is, besides you, who knows what it is and that you have it? Is it important to you for others to know what it is? And if so, how do you make it known to others? We read in our Bible, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but do what? Have everlasting life. John 3:16. God showed His love. Our Heavenly Father showed His love. God wanted others to know by what He did, by His action. And He continues, God continues His action, continues to bless us. There are 15 hours that some people take when they lay down at night. They got to have 15 hours of rest. Where? How does God keep us prepared for that which is pleasing unto Him? I believe that we live in a time when there are 1,440 minutes in an hour. I believe that we are living in a time when there are 86,400 seconds each and every day, designed by God. He wants us to be aware of His presence. And not only His presence, but His blessings. All this He does Why? One reason. Not because we've earned it, but because His love. God so loved the world. We learned that as a child, that He gave His only begotten Son. God, through His Son, has blessed us with the privilege of something even better than that. We've been born human beings on planet Earth. God has blessed us with the privilege of eternal, everlasting salvation. It should be our most prized and precious gift from our perspective. From our perspective. Unselfishly given something that only God can give us, that will benefit us all the years that He blesses us to live on planet Earth, and when we die at the judgment, eternity with Him. Hundreds of thousands are hungering after righteousness, believe it or not. Let us, sons and daughters of God, let us not be bashful. Let us not be selfish, but let us shed abroad the light of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of salvation, that they too may have the same glorious privilege. To be able to understand and to be able to be shout with joy as we sing, "Hold to God's unchanging hand," realizing that you are a child of God, and someday when He calls you off from time into eternity, and then getting up time, you know without hesitation and any other kind of pain that you've died, that you died in favor with God. You died in favor with God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. While you live, give away the gospel. Give away God's good news. But don't give away your salvation. And by God's grace, let no one take it away from you. Oh, I was so mad. Don't die in that state. Because there are things that the one thing you want to hear at judgment. Two words. Well done. There's a closing song. Some closing words in a particular song from yesteryear. And I think some of you might know it as well as I do. Look out. In this world I've tried most everything, but I'm happy now to peace. Happy now to say I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Mm-mm. Yes, you'll probably remember this night and remember this sermon for a long time. It was preached and sung. Therefore, my beloved brothers and my sisters, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Always what? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And the Lord. It's meaningful for God's children to realize and to understand that when we come together to worship God, yes, we sing many, 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 many times the same songs. But we are singing them to our Heavenly Father. Pleasing our Heavenly Father. We are talking about heaven. We are thinking about Revelation chapter 20, where the Bible strictly shares with us that God keeps a record on every human being. That's in your Bible, chapter 20. And the Bible tells us that. Therefore, there's no such thing as fooling God. Let us do the song that we can so joyously sing. Hold what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. And if you're not on board, if you're not on board, get on board. Get on board. Don't let anybody fool you. Anything deter you from holding to God's unchanging hand. Because once we get there in eternity at the judgment, once we get to the judgment and the announcement is pronounced, is the turn, the name, your name, my name, all the people that have ever lived, when their name is called and God makes shares with them whether they're going to live with him or whether they're going to go to that other place, weeping and gnashing of teeth, other place. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, is what we all want to hear the Lord say. Well done, faithful servant. Let us be encouragers one of another, helpers one of another, and as the song that we love to sing so often, let us hold to God's what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding and the work of the Lord. And we don't have to speculate and be scared about what tomorrow holds. Why? Because number one, I know who holds tomorrow. I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who has been faithful to he who holds tomorrow. Amen. So you don't need to die. Resurrected, then die right again. Because it's often written in material that you might read. To die out of favor with God. There is no one that can make God change his mind. But now listen to this now. For God, you probably learned this as a little child. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, if nothing else. Maybe even as well as you knew Jesus well. hold to God's unchanging hand. Church, church, I'm delighted to see you this evening. I thank God for you. God has brought us unclosing. It was not we ourselves who came to this place. It is by the grace of God that we have come to this place, decorated this particular part of this place. Let us now continue to maintain that faith that brought us here. Hold to God's. He's no weaker. Unchanging hand. There are thousands of people in this city. Lost. Many of them even go to churches, different churches. But lost. Brothers and sisters, what brought us here was our love for God, our obedience to God, and our love and for one another. We work together to do all of this, to bring us to this state. He didn't bring us here to quit. We sing the song and we sing it joyously. You know what song I'm talking about before I tell you, mention it. Continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. Please, let us realize, let us really understand the fact that God has blessed me. That's what each one says, not just me. Sometimes that's just me saying me. And I'm talking about me. God has blessed me to hear the gospel, believe it, receive it, and obey it. He has blessed you to do the same thing. You heard it, believed it, I guess. Received it, and obeyed it. Adopted. Now, as a child of God, even when our physical parents, when we were little children growing up, they had rules and regulations. And you didn't just mess up the cart, the living room furniture. I wanted to call the individual what name, but Mom and Dad taught you, and they didn't teach you but one time. They let something else teach you the second time, and they always had something else. God has brought us to this place, not just for this place. But understanding why he brought us to this place. We don't know how. That's God's business. Oh, he just blessed us. He didn't bring us here just for us. We have the ability. Otherwise, God would not have brought us here. Let us, church, realize that there are countless thousands of individuals in this city. And many of them are not too far from us. God wants them to hear his word. He sent his son Jesus Christ all the way from glory and to stay here for 33 years training 12 men to carry his message to the world. We have the message that we are to, that they carried, and that we are, that we carry. Let us have that, bring back that same hallelujah. Hallelujah. You understand? Hallelujah. Let us do whatever is necessary to bring back that hallelujah spirit. No quitting. No quitting. Holding to God's unchanging hand. And I'm glad, I am happy that he blessed us to do this and then do that. Encouraging us. See what you can do? The other building that we left didn't look like this. And the one before that one over yonder didn't look like this. Step by step, God increases our faith. By the grace of God, church, by the grace of God, let us continue to please God. You know what he did? He let his only begotten son come to the world, not for people to build buildings, but for people to know how he wanted them to live on his planet Earth. Servants of God. I remember I used to get calls in the midnight of brothers and sisters talking to somebody about Jesus. And that somebody says, yes, I want to go get baptized. Not criticizing now. Not criticizing at all. But when was the last time we had a 10 or 11 o'clock p.m. baptizing? It was because we were diligent in sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You say, Brother Brown, that's all you got to do? Is that enough? Is that enough to encourage us to go back to where God has so graciously used us? We didn't do this by ourselves. We did this by the grace of God. And that's waiting for us. That's waiting for us. And the people that we already know. We already know enough people to fill this building. Yes. But it seemed like the older the world exists, the less people, the less number of people are saying yes to a Bible study. But that doesn't mean quit. That doesn't mean stop. And I know what stop is. Yes, I'm. Amen. Looking at me funny. Hold to God's unchanging hand. But brothers and sisters, we cannot continue to stay where we be. If you're here this evening and you're not a child of God, God loves you. He wants to save you. He manifested that by sending his only begotten son to die, that he might have the privilege of saving you his way. You hear the gospel? Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Be godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to the will of God. Acknowledge him. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ, that he is indeed the Son of God. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. The water is ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to give your life to Jesus Christ? Thank you for your patience and hearing me this evening, going here, there, and yon. I recognize that. I realized that before I came to the building that was going to be the case tonight. Mm-hmm. Let us together stand and sing the song of You Fight On.
Would you be free from your burden?